ba bu ba bu ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba bo, ba bu ba bu ba bo.
All right. Well, welcome to the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour. What do you like to call this little excerpt?
I go back and forth, Wendy. I pick one for a day, and then the next day I say the other. We had mentioned on the regular part of the radio show that there was a news conference scheduled for 12 o'clock in regards to the AJ Friend situation, horrible situation.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
It's so awful. It's just so awful. The press conference has been pushed to 1 o'clock. They're now scheduling it for 1 o'clock. In the interim, what we have learned is that his body, several sources are saying that his body has now been found. That's all that we can tell you at this point. More will be disclosed during this press conference at 1 o'clock, and it will be carried live on regular WGN radio. But, yeah, I feel your pain. This is exactly how we hoped it wouldn't end up. And
yet, I think we
kind of knew that it was going to end this way, sadly. So, or horribly. So, yeah, we will cover that with you certainly during the news breaks. Kim will come on and tell us if any more has been learned since the last broadcast just a little while ago, the news. But I think most of the details will be disclosed at this press conference at 1 o'clock.
But, yes, the update is several sources are reporting that the 5-year-old Crystal Lake boy, Andrew A.J. Friend, has been found in Woodstock.
Have either of the parents been, have we learned if they're being held at this point, or has that not been mentioned?
No, but we reported at the very start of our show at about 10:15 this morning, that the dog had been taken. The family dog had been removed from the home.
Yes.
And we got behind the scenes, information that claimed the reason the dog was taken away from the home was that it was assumed that the parents would not be returning to the home.
That neither of the parents would be returning.
Right. Yes. So no one would be there to watch the dog. So the dog was taken away from the family residence.
The younger child has already been taken away. That was days ago.
Yeah.
There was
a hearing yesterday that has since been moved.
Right.
To, I think, next Wednesday. I don't know. We'll find out everything. The press conference, we will, of course, have it on 7:20 a.m. at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
It's so horrible.
I need a solution. I need this to be solved. It looks like it has been, and yet I'm still sickened by the results.
Well, one of the things, just because of human curiosity, is we always want to know what could have led to this. But then once we know, it doesn't really change things. There's not less of these things don't happen because we know this. It's just our curiosity as to how could things have gotten this horrible where somehow a child lost his life. And there's no right answer. There's never going to be a satisfying answer no matter what took place.
That's just it. Not a satisfying answer.
Right.
Even if there is an answer and...
Sure. There will
not
be an answer, but you'll hear it and you'll scratch your head and go... And that's why that kid is no longer alive?
See, that's just... This poor child had no chance. Born with opiates in his system, removed from the family for 18 months, then brought back. I just have so many questions. And again, the press conference at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
So do you anticipate at some point there will be some scrutiny towards, like, DCFS, who's made several runs into the house with findings that were less than favorable? Do you think at some point somebody says, hey, what's broken in our system where somebody can make multiple appearances at a house and take a look around and go, these are unfit living conditions, and yet the child continued to live there, children continued to live there?
I don't know how that works, Bill, and I know that it's probably a super thankless job.
I'm positive of that.
And I know we need to protect children, that's the bottom line. But I know there's human error, and I don't know.
There's also volume, I'm sure. If you're in that business, you're dealing with so many circumstances that are less than desirable. And until something horrible happens, you hope that something like this isn't going to happen, but there's no way to tell what's going to happen.
That I had to look up her name, and I apologize. Joliet Toddler Samaj Crosby, who DCFS was there looking for this poor child who was reported missing. They found her under a couch.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, and I'm not pointing fingers. I'm really not. And again, a thankless job working for DCFS, but there has to be some way that we can trust DCFS to take care of these children.
Yeah. And just to be clear, not blaming them in any way, shape, or form, but you just, you wonder what they had to have seen in that house. You know, the write-ups on the situation were horrible, so why didn't somebody jump out and go, I think it's in this kid's or these kids' best interest to get them out of this house.
And I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of red tape, and that's why I don't want to diss them at all.
Right.
Maybe they couldn't remove the child immediately, but it seems like if there's life or death situations where there's deplorable situations in the home, and you had been dealing with that residence and that family for since 2013.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be easy to go, hey, guys, we got to pull the trigger on this again, get these kids out of here.
Yeah. There's no doubt. All right, so more information will come forward, certainly at this press conference at 1 o'clock and throughout the day. The newsroom is very, very busy gathering information, and we'll share any of it with you during any of the newscasts. Kim Gordon will be by in 10 or 11 minutes and share what we know now. But a very, very sad situation out there, for sure. All right. In other news.
Hard to switch gears. I understand.
Impossible to switch
gears. Can I have a buffer to switch us to something else?
Yes.
There is a kissing bug that's out there, and it's scaring the crap out of me.
I've seen pictures of the kissing bug.
It's hideous.
Is it in Delaware?
Yes. And I know it's in Delaware. Why am I being an alarmist and freaking out? But it's going to find its way to Illinois, be it in somebody's luggage. I'm not even kidding.
Maybe. But Delaware is not the only place that the kissing bug exists, is it? They just found it in Delaware, but I think it exists in other places, I think.
But I don't know that it's Mexico, Central America, and South America. So it's made it to the States.
We got to build a wall, Wendy.
All right, I'm for that. Like the fly trap, sticky wall. It's the kissing bug.
And kissing bugs will pay for it.
Oh. They don't have any money.
Oh, they don't? Shoot. I got to rethink my platform then.
Here is the Latin or the official Harvey Klinger version of what this is called.
Bugus kissus?
Triatoma sanguisuga.
Yes.
They're blood-sucking insects that feed on animals and humans. They're known to bite the faces of humans.
There's no room for that in my life.
Not your armpit?
No, your face.
Not your buttocks?
No, your face.
The discovery in Delaware is
the
first. Go
for the sirloin. Go for the meat.
Sirloin. Wasn't that a
restaurant? Sirloin was one of the Knights of the Round Table.
That's right. This discovery in Delaware is the first in the state. Fortunately, the little girl who was bitten, or kissed, if you will, that was her first kiss.
Yeah, you'll never forget your first kiss. Hey, leave my blood out of this.
She did not fall ill, but the insect bites can carry the deadly Chagas disease.
Chaga.
Which
from Land of the Lost.
Which can cause serious cardiac and gastrointestinal complications. Here's the system of the disease. Fever, fatigue, body aches, headache, rash, loss of appetite, diarrhea, and vomiting.
Wow. That's your weekend.
I'll tell you, though.
That's a good weekend for you.
I'll give you that. But this is symptoms of this ilk could mean it's of everything.
That is the flu.
Anything.
It's everything.
Other symptoms, though, that are more serious may include enlarged heart, heart failure, altered heart rate or rhythm, and cardiac arrest. CDC recommends consulting your doctor because most people do not know their illness is tied to the Chagas disease.
Mm.
Most people become infected in rural areas of Mexico, Central America, and South America. But according to the CDC, the Delaware family reported no recent travel outside the local area. And it's
is that better or worse?
I think it's worse.
It's worse, right?
Yes.
Because if they were just back from Mexico, you go, well, they got it in Mexico, but they're in Delaware.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe it came in on a lobster.
I hope that's not true. Oh, please don't let that be true.
The window air conditioning unit was located in the child's bedroom, and they're thinking that that's how it got in somehow, because sometimes it's not sealed off, so it got in from outside.
Oh.
And
is there some sort of underground railroad from Mexico to Delaware that Chaga bugs are using?
They're not Chaga bugs. Chagas
Chaga.
Is the disease.
Oh, Chaga's the disease.
The kissing bug is the Triatoma sanguisuga.
It's not a Triatoma.
Just beware, everyone. Delaware now, maybe Chicago
That's
tomorrow.
That's how it happens. Delaware's like a test market for these bugs. They're marketing geniuses, these kissing bugs. I like that they got the name kissing bugs, but they don't kiss you. They suck your blood out
of
you.
Yeah, that's not kissing.
Call them the kissing, the blood-sucking bugs.
Well, they are the blood-sucking kissing bug.
Yeah.
I don't put those two together. If I'm kissing, right. I don't want any blood-sucking going
These on. Are separate incidents. They should always be kept separately, Wendy.
All right, there's your buffer.
And how big, can I ask how big these bugs are?
I love this joke.
I saw a picture of them, and I don't know if it's to actual size. But, like so many things, when you see it, you go, I hope those are really, really small. Because if those are really, really big, it has a cockroachy look to it. Right?
Yeah, but with the little leopard kind of coloring.
Yeah.
Like it's wearing a stole,
yeah.
A leopard stole.
Like Edith Prickly designed
yes.
the outfit.
I don't have the
actual size
of it, but I don't think they're very big.
Did the picture you saw say, I saw a picture of it that showed five stages of this bug. You know, like a lot of bugs have this, there's a larvae stage and a pupae stage and a main stage. If you're really good, they put you on main stage right away. They go, this guy's too good to waste in the chorus. Put him front and center. There's various stages of bugs. So the diagram that I saw last night showed the five stages of the kissing bug. And if you're a kissing bug listening, I apologize. It starts out ugly and gets consecutively uglier as it gets older. Much like me. I've got that same talent.
That's not true. Stop
I was
it.
An adorable baby, and today, oh, frightening.
I don't know. I can't
it's
find
not
the
saying
size
the size?
It. Ooh, dogs are at risk of being infected.
Sure, there's dogs in Delaware.
Well, I know, but like...
Half the population's dogs.
Does
One
it
dog
bite the dog's
human.
Face or the dog's butt?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't have the size of it.
We need to talk to Harvey Klinger. Toot sweet. Where is he today?
He's
my favorite
in Delaware.
Entomologist. They called him in?
Yeah. They didn't have to call him
Only one
in.
Man can handle this job. Get me Klinger.
I can't find the size, Bill. So, how big is a kissing bug?
That's my question.
Adult kissing bugs range from about 3/4 to an inch and a quarter. So they're not that big.
So that's small, but here's where that's bad.
That's
like if
big,
it's,
though.
3/4 of an inch? Yeah, I guess
to
so.
To an inch and a quarter.
You know how there are some bugs that are so small, like you can barely see them because
yeah.
they're so small, like your bed bugs or your what they call the no-see-em bug. Do you know this bug?
No.
That's a legitimate bug. It's called a no-see-em bug because it's so small that you don't even see it.
Was that in your repertoire when you did stand-up?
During my bug chunk.
Your what?
My bug chunk.
Oh, you had a bug chunk.
Yeah, people in the crowd would chant for it.
Interesting.
Do the bug stuff.
Most species have a very characteristic band around the edge of the body that is striped with orange or red markings.
Depending size, on its rank.
Bill, size comparison of a kissing bug is with a U.S. penny. That's pretty big for
That's
a bug.
That's a good size. Well, but not as round as a penny. They're just saying, like, the lengthwise is
right.
part of the circumference of a penny.
That's still kind of big.
You'd have a big fat bug if you had a penny-sized bug.
I want a silver dollar bug.
No, you
to
don't.
Kiss me.
You don't want that. Don't ask for that, Wendy. The bug gods are very fickle. They'll surprise you.
All
do
right.
you know it's sucking your blood within seconds, or do you look down later and go, "What happened there? I'm missing all the blood in my face."
I don't really know the whole thing. Again, I'm not that worried because it's Delaware. You're the one who goes out east.
I do go to the East Coast, but not to Delaware.
But because gonna, of this?
Yeah, this is what's keeping me out of Delaware. But I'm going to listen. This is the sound that they make. If you hear that, run. Head for the hills. I've been smooched. I'm having bumper stickers printed
All
as
right,
we speak.
You do that.
I'm going to make so much money.
All right, should we take a break?
Yes. Yes, we will take a break. Kim Gordon will join us and tell us the latest on what's going on. In the sad story of AJ Friend, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kim, we know you have duties in the newsroom today. There's a lot going on
a lot
in the news, obviously.
So she has to go. I can stay for a
is
second.
Is there a hold on any information until this press conference? Is nothing coming through right now?
I mean, the only thing that has been confirmed is that the body has been found.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say confirmed. It's just multiple sources reporting. I'm sure that will be at the top of the agenda when we hear from police and the FBI at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Other than that, we have a little more information other than what I, you know, not much more what I told you guys in the newscast that they did remove some things from the family home along with the family dog and the...
A shovel, a mattress, some towels.
Brown bags filled with some things.
And according to the Chicago Tribune website, the search has ended and they're reporting the body was found in an unincorporated area near Woodstock, according to a source close to the case. So that's because people are texting. How about an update? We don't really have any more information.
We do have some sound. I think David Jennings played it in his noon news with someone who lives across the street from that property.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of watches the property for the farmer who lives there because the farmer's not there all the time.
Yeah.
And he was saying he just has no idea how they even got on the property or knew about the property.
It's fairly isolated.
Very isolated. And he says, you know, his dog will bark or something. And when he knows people's on the property and they didn't hear anything. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any correlation at all, or if they just randomly picked that piece of property or how they knew about it.
Yeah. Wow. All right. More details, as they become available, and listen in to WGN Radio because the news conference takes place at 1 o'clock.
You know, and right now the AJ's brother, the 3-year-old boy, remains in protective custody.
He does.
So, yes.
That's good news.
He was taken from the home 2 days ago, I believe.
Yeah, pretty soon after. And then they were supposed to have a hearing on that on Monday, but now with things changing, it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
We've got texts all day long about this. We started out talking about the 911 call and whether or not we should have privy to that, to hear that sound. And people keep saying by way of text, until everything is disclosed and solved, you really can't speculate on anything. I do have to say this. When you first heard about this boy being missing, and they talked about his parents were kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of their cooperation, they didn't want to really work together on this, I think almost anybody who heard about that
sends a red flag up immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, I do also know that his mom was at the police station today.
Yeah.
That's all I know. I don't know anything about the dad.
And the attorney was there early.
He was there yesterday, I believe.
He was there yesterday, but not that I know of today. So I don't know the situation.
Yeah.
And we had sources from our newsroom saying that the reason the dog was removed, it's not that the dog was involved in any crime or with AJ, but it appeared that perhaps the mom and dad would not be coming home to the residence that night.
To take care of the dog.
So they took custody of the dog.
Yeah.
Horrible story.
It is,
you know,
such
we always
sick...
hold out hope. Nobody wants to see an outcome like this. It's heartbreaking. It's just a terrible story. And, you know, everybody always wants to think, you know, maybe he did just walk away, or maybe he did just want to go to the park.
Yeah.
Although, as the days turn into
several days,
then
kind of the writing's on the wall, and it's
horrible. All right, so we'll all be listening in at 1 o'clock as more details.
We will carry it live on both WGN Radio and WGNRadio.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much, Kim.
Really appreciate it. All right, a story that we wanted to mention.
Brought to you by. Come on.
All right. Passengers could soon be weighed before flights on pressure pads at check-in desks so that airlines can cut fuel costs. Here's the story.
I'm not doing it.
You may want to rethink that croissant before boarding your next flight because airlines might start weighing passengers before they fly.
And then everyone will find out that I'm not the only one who lied about my weight on my license. Because there are, I bet, 9 out of 10 people.
Ms. Snyder, these numbers aren't quite syncing up. This number is a very different number. Have you ever wondered, it says here, what you can and cannot take on a plane? You might be surprised by some of these items. Many airlines use gender-based estimates to guess how much fuel is needed for a flight. But under a new system, every passenger would be weighed before boarding that flight. Air passengers could be weighed before they board the flights, as a sneaky way to cut fuel costs and emissions.
You know how long it takes you now to get on a plane? Could you imagine if they had to weigh you?
That would make it much worse.
I would walk, and then I'd weigh less.
Right. Discrete pressure pads, that's in quotes, Wendy, pressure pads. Discrete pressure pads could be used as passengers pass through the airport with data then used to determine how much fuel is needed per flight. that would only work if you knew. All right, so they're saying that somewhere on the floor would be sensors. And as you walked over these sensors, yes, as you walked over them, it would register your weight. But how would it know which of the flights you're getting on?
Well, it would probably be put in the line that was leading to that flight. I don't think.
So it would be, all right,
like as you're waiting to board the aircraft.
But does any, oh yeah, I guess so. Although the plane would already have to be gassed up by that point. They guess that up prior to that, to everybody getting on.
I don't know. It's not going to happen.
Talks are underway between British-based firm Fuel Matrix and
hello,
British people, and several long-haul airlines in the UK over implementing the system. Now, in the UK, they're very, very proper. You know, we're a little more guttural here in the United States. I wonder if they would handle the situation differently, being that it's England as opposed to here.
Guttural, do you mean we Americans have bigger guts?
I didn't mean that at first, but yeah, when you mention it, yes. Yes.
Are there overweight British people?
There's some, yeah.
Not as much. America.
We lead the league.
Yeah.
We absolutely lead the league.
That's not good. I'd rather lead the league in something else.
Right.
Yeah. We have crime, fat, and what else?
Those are the big two. Crime and fat. I wonder if they're related. Do you think they are?
I wonder.
Weighing.
Let's get a Grant. And
yes.
Do a study.
I'll get Grant Mulvey. He's my best friend. Weighing could take place as passengers check in or leave their luggage at self-service bag drops. I think you have to tell people. I don't think you can weigh people without telling them that they're being weighed.
I think anybody can do anything. You're in a public place. How do we know? Maybe one of the sidewalk squares in front of your house weighs you every day. So Terry can keep track of you.
That's why when I walk down the sidewalk by my house, it does this. Oh. What's that noise? Nothing. Just keep walking. Oh. Or it could happen as they pass through security scanners, according to proposals under discussion.
Have you ever had to weigh your luggage?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Yeah, so why couldn't it be as you're weighing your luggage, you get weighed as well?
Oh, that's an interesting
idea.
You
know, a little square under where you're putting your bag up, and then...
I would just jump on the machine that does my luggage. I'm not special. I don't care.
Well, you are.
I am special. I've become a master at putting 49 pounds of things in my suitcase. Because 50 is where it kicks in.
Oh, yeah. I'm usually at 72.
Oh, my God.
And it's like sometimes $100 extra to pay for that.
It's really high.
It's usually on the way home.
But... in almost every flight I've taken in the last couple of years since they started doing this, my luggage weighs between 48 and 49 pounds.
Good
work. It's amazing. I don't know how it happens that way.
I'm that terrible person on the way home from a trip, and it's probably a good thing for everyone that I don't travel very often.
Yeah.
But I buy souvenirs and bring things home, and you don't want to put it in your luggage because you'll be over the limit.
Yeah.
So I'm that woman that has about 20 carry-ons.
Oh.
I know you're supposed to just hit, but I will say this. I pretty much don't take up a lot of room, even though I might have like four or five bags.
They're small?
They're small, so most of them go under my seat.
Yeah.
And if there's room, I put it up there. But I do buy souvenirs and carry them on.
I've been buying steel ingots when I travel for friends. Jasmine, remember last year I came back, I got you that big set of weights of steel ingots, like 300 pounds worth? Jasmine loves them. So that adds up when you get those.
I don't know to roll my eyes or to laugh, or I don't know what to do sometimes with you. I just don't. I usually laugh, which is a good
thing. Right now, we're looking at flights for Maine, right? So one of the airlines, and I won't even say the name of the airline, but one of the airlines has a thing now. Now, I know they charge for baggage. That's been a thing for years.
Then it's not Southwest, because Southwest doesn't charge for
baggage. It's not Southwest.
But
in addition to charging for the baggage, they now also charge a handling fee for the baggage.
See, this is
That's not right. Too
much.
I've never heard of that before. I get the baggage fee. I'm not thrilled with it, but I understand it.
How much is it? Do you know?
It was an extra $15.
Okay,
that's not a
problem.
Two bags, it's an extra $30. So the bags were going to be $50 each. Two bags. It's $100 each way.
And how'd you get it down to 15?
The bags themselves, just the fact that we have a bag on the flight, that's 50, but the 15 is for them to handle those bags.
So $65 a bag?
Yeah. That's an extra $15 per bag. Each way.
Can you carry one on, or it doesn't matter? Because that's where they should still charge for carry-ons.
No, because these are full-on suitcases. Like,
who
you can, you see people
with the big-ass suitcases anymore. I've never seen it.
A lot of people. That's
really?
You never saw the luggage carousel filled with those bags?
Everybody's usually got the smaller ones.
You can in Maine, because I got all my lobster fisherman equipment. I got all my traps.
The big wetsuit, the yellow rain slicker.
I've got slickers. And I have two. I have a dress slicker for when we go to nice places, and then I have a more casual one.
Look at you.
Yeah. All my beard-growing equipment, because I... when I'm a lobster fisherman, I like to grow a big, long, white beard. So I've got all that equipment, you know, the special scissors and hair dye, because I like it to come in white.
Normally, that would be bleach, then.
Yeah, it's
dye
bleach.
Dye would make it darker.
It's just for men, the white lobster fisherman kind.
White lobster is the name
That's
of it.
That's the name of it. So I got a 3-pound box of that. There's a lot of stuff. Life vests, life preservers.
They don't provide those where you're going.
You have to bring your own. Huh. Books about lobstering. I like to bring those, and I use those as a guide out on the boat.
I bet if you had to catch your own lobster, you'd never eat lobster again.
I couldn't. No.
That's hard work.
There was one year that the guy whose house was... At that point, we were renting a house. And the guy whose house next door was a lobster fisherman. And he said, if you need any while you're here, say the word. So
how many times did you say the word?
I kept saying the word. The word, the word, the word, every time he saw me. So he brought us 8 lobsters. There were 12 of us. And he brought us 8 lobsters.
That's not enough.
Good-sized ones. No, big ones.
But there's 12 people.
But my daughters were too little. They didn't have them. And there was another kid who didn't have one. I'm trying to think of somebody else.
So you don't share it with the kids.
No, they can't have lobster.
Do they get the imitation crab meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
K-R-A-B.
Right.
Yeah. So they came back live, and then we had to steam them.
You killed them? You didn't do it,
I was there for it, but I didn't do it.
Did Terry do it?
No. My dad did it. He was there, and my brother-in-law did it. I supervised. And by supervised, I meant look the other way. I didn't want to see that.
You were the lookout.
I could, yeah.
See if a big lobster was coming to save them.
But we've got footage of the lobsters crawling around on the kitchen floor and my daughters trying to catch them, which was fun.
Yeah, but then do they realize that you ate them then?
No.
They were too little.
No, we didn't explain that part of it to them.
See, I know you're supposed to put them head first, and I know people say it doesn't hurt. I know Mary Tyler Moore.
They know what's going on.
They totally. That can't be fun.
Everybody in New England has this story that they have no idea. They think they're in a sauna. Mm-mm.
Well, like a cow that is also killed, you know.
They know.
They know they aren't breathing anymore.
I know.
And I don't think... I've had a live lobster. I went to Boston once, and just for a short amount of time with the radio show. Yeah. And we went to Legal Seafood.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, my God. That was the first and only time I had an entire lobster by myself, and I loved it.
So good.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I felt like an otter. I did. I was laying back, and I was but I really did have fun, and it was like a really fun night, and there were beers involved, and it takes you a while to go through a full lobster.
Yes, it does,
because you want to get the meat out of all those little legs,
right?
But if I had to cook it myself, I just don't think I could do that.
I can't even. The restaurants in New England are called lobster pounds. That's what it's called. And the idea is you go to the tanks and then you pick out the lobster that you want. And I can't do that. I did it one time. And from then on, I'm like, you make that call.
I just want a 3-5 pounder.
Yes.
And then you pick.
That's it. I can't. Oh, it's gruesome. It ruins the part of the experience. There are people who revel in it. They go and they look around and they go, oh, that one looks tasty. That one looks. And you can just see the lobster's like, no. I'm not I look tasty, but I'm the opposite of tasty. That guy.
There are probably some very mean people who there's always a lobster who is like hidden in the corner right. where the other lobsters are kind of protecting him.
Right.
You know there's some guy who goes, "Give me that one that's trying not to show his claw."
Is that lobster wearing a disguise?
Yes, give me the one with the noses and the glasses.
Right. That lobster that looks like Gene Shalit. I'll take that one, please.
And cook some shallots with the lobster. Butter and shallots.
Now that's delicious.
Very good.
Where were we in the story? Oh, talks are underway. I mentioned this for the British-based firm and several long-haul airlines in the UK to implement the system by which passengers would be weighed. Weighing would take place as passengers check in or leave their luggage. It could happen as they pass through security scanners. Fuel needs for planes can be considerably depending on. That's a weird sentence. Fuel needs for planes can vary considerably depending on the total weight being carried. Don't you think, though, that they just kind of... This is the system I would use if I was involved in this. I would say, okay, there's 100 people on the plane. The average weight is this. I do the multiplication. Right. And then I might be off by a little bit, but it's not going to be dramatic.
Well, that's how they've probably done it in the past. And someone says this is completely absurd. Thank you, 630. Do lighter passengers pay less?
Oh,
doubt it.
Good point.
It's not fair or
solid
right.
Solid point. It's not right.
When I travel, I ship my souvenirs home. That's super smart. But
Do you know, more and more people are doing this thing now where they either send their luggage in advance.
Yeah, I've heard of that. We've
or when you're there,
it.
You send it back. And that makes... I mean, really, you could two-day it, and it would be much cheaper. You could send it.
I don't know if it's much cheaper.
No?
There was one time that Jim went away to some Star Wars convention, and he forgot his favorite pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, go buy some. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I really need this. And I went to FedEx, and I went to UPS, and I got the price. And to get it there in 2 days, even though it was a pair of jeans in the smallest envelope, it was like $68.
Oh, wow. That's higher than I would have guessed.
That was overnight because he needed them the next day. I had to do that again with the suit coat that he forgot.
But you could 2 or 3 day it for far less, couldn't you?
Yeah, but don't you want to be home with your luggage? You don't want your luggage coming 3 days after you get home.
Ideally, you would want to be there at the same time.
Yeah,
but ideally. If the trade-off is a difference of $150 or something, $100 to $150, I'd be all right with that.
All right, and I don't recall carry-on luggage being weighed, so the goal is to have just the right amount of gas. No, thank you. This weighing thing was brought to us by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
The 60-Minute Men, Wendy.
And there is some breaking news now that we can share with you. Again, we have a press conference coming up about AJ Friend, the 5-year-old boy from Crystal Lake, who it appears his body was found in Woodstock.
Yeah.
That press conference is happening right at 1 o'clock. We'll be out of commercials and ready to roll. But some breaking news just now. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, a woman who accused R. Kelly of sexual abuse has won a default judgment against the singer and is set to return to court to describe what happened to her. The woman is one of 4 victims listed in a criminal complaint that was filed against R. Kelly, if you remember, in February. She sued the embattled R&B star earlier this year. A Cook County judge on Tuesday ruled that Kelly is in default after he and his attorneys failed to respond to the lawsuit. No damages have been awarded yet, and coming up at a hearing next month, Judge Moira Johnson will hear details of the alleged abuse from the plaintiff before deciding how much Kelly should pay.
Interesting for several reasons. Number one, do you remember when you saw the documentary Surviving R. Kelly? Is she one of the women involved in that? I can't remember names of the women. I don't know if she is or she isn't. But
there were so many, it's hard to keep them straight, which is so unfortunate to say.
Yeah. But this ends his streak of any time any of these cases, either the idea of them going to court or them actually going to court, he's been flawless in being able to not be charged and not go to jail. But I think that streak, based on this, could be coming to a fast end. And how do they not respond to this?
I don't know.
His lawyers just flat out didn't respond? Can you do that?
You can, but that doesn't look good.
I don't know how you pull. I don't know how that's your strategy. We'll just not respond to it. That seems like a fairly weak strategy.
In her lawsuit, the woman alleges she met R. Kelly on May 26, 1998, as she walked down a street in Chicago. What did he have, a Mr. Microphone?
Yeah.
Hey, good looking.
Yeah.
Be back to pick you up. Now. Kelly saw her, pulled his car over, and talked to her, the suit states. Later that day, an associate of Kelly's met with her and her family at a restaurant, gave R. Kelly's phone number to the girl. So R. Kelly didn't have lunch with them, but an associate did and said, here's R. Kelly's number, give him a call. The associate indicated that the defendant wanted to speak with the minor plaintiff and have her come to the studio to be in a video that he was making because he saw her walking down the street like, oh, you're going to look great in my video.
All right, so this story seems like one of the ones that was in the documentary, but it seems like many of the stories that were in the documentary, so I don't know if it's
his M.O. was this.
This is exactly
what he
would do.
The plaintiff was, quote, starstruck and wanted to meet with the defendant to pursue a role in what she believed was a music video. The sexual abuse started within a month, according to the complaint.
Wow.
There were repeated incidents. She was a minor, and the lawsuit seeks more than $50,000 in damages, which I got to be honest with you, it doesn't seem like enough.
Side. No, that's very very much on the low side. All right, let's take a break. Don't forget the press conference for the AJ Friend story is coming up at 1 o'clock, and it'll be carried on WGN Radio, of course. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Well, that does it for us.
I know a lot of the subject matter on today's show was sad, and I apologize for that.
Needs to be done.
So, some days.
Especially Dane Neal.
Well, Dane was actually more on the upbeat side.
Oh.
I thought, didn't you?
Yes.
I thought Dane was the most upbeat part of the show.
We talk about things that need to be talked about, and we need to get off the air because the press conference will be starting.
In just moments.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, with much happier news. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.